Being a parent has opened my eyes to many things and widened my experience of the world. I've said phrases that I never thought I'd say, such as, "Why is there peanut butter on the toilet seat?" I've heard comments that I never thought I'd hear. During potty training, my son said, "You're a good wiper." Yes, I do believe he has the gift of encouragement. I've been struck by the imbalance. Like, why do I have a stack of clean socks in the laundry for my son, but no underwear? There are other mysteries, too. One of which is the difficulty of getting the boys moving on school mornings, yet they wake entirely too early on Saturdays. I've learned more about myself and life through parenting. If you haven't noticed, I love to dig in to how the physical world reveals spiritual truths. God made creation to reveal more about himself. Throughout the Bible, those who trust in God are called children of God. We typically reflect on this topic from the child's perspective. However, today, let's take a look from the parent's view. When a baby is born or adopted, the parents are excited and proud. Why? Is it because the child will make them a great meal or win an Olympic medal? No. In fact, what will the child do for months other than cry, eat, sleep, and dirty their diaper? Does a baby do anything else? Yes. Yes, a baby observes. Babies spend months taking everything in. Listening, watching, focusing, and building strength in limbs and the neck. Does a parent scold a newborn for not walking? No, a parent takes joy in the process. They celebrate every milestone. A parent will record, take pictures, and treasure all of the firsts. Will a parent reprimand a child that falls while trying to walk? Of course not. It's part of the learning process. A parent will pick up their child and encourage them to try again. Each child learns a bit differently than another. For example, my oldest son started walking when he was 8 months old. He added steps quickly, then worked on picking something up and walking. He also learned how to walk on an incline. Each variation was another skill to be mastered. My youngest son didn't walk until about 14 months. However, when he walked, he could do it all. He could pick up an object, carry it, and do an incline. Each developed the skill, but differently. One wasn't right and the other wrong. A parent knows how their children are different and encourages each one where they are developmentally. Parents do not want their children to compete or compare with each other. That is futile. Each child has their own strengths and weaknesses. A parent desires to help their child thrive in their strengths while encouraging them to grow where they're weak. Being a child of God is a growing process. The process is important. Too many of us view the process as one of repeated failures. I don't think that's how God sees it. I believe he views it as a good father, celebrating the milestones, picking us up when we fall, and encouraging us on to the next developmental stage. In truth, I think Satan loves the repeated failures view. He wants us to feel defeated and discouraged, unwilling to keep trying, to settle with where we are. Nourishment is a part of development. We start with being fed milk and eventually get to the point of fixing meals for ourselves and others. This week, read through Galatians. It's only 6 chapters and it speaks to being a child of God. The longest chapter takes less than 5 minutes to read at normal reading pace, but I'd encourage you to slow down and absorb it as you go. At the beginning of the year, we read through Colossians and had great responses. This may be new to you, but challenge yourself to the next level. Develop to the next stage. You have a loving Father encouraging you to the next milestone.